My family was a Muslim family. And because you're born into the faith, you are Muslim. You have no choice. You don't actually choose at some point in your life to become a Muslim. You do want to convert people. But I was born in a home that, you know, we counted ourselves blessed to be Muslims. We went to prayers. We tried to pray usually, you know, as much as we could, 5 times a day. And we, you know, raised to understand who God was, and you know, God was, you know, He had certain rules that He wanted us to follow, and it was necessary for me to make sure my obligations were fulfilled. And you know, the obligations, you know, you pray a certain way. There was a certain set way you prayed, a certain direction you prayed. So everything was pretty much dictated. So I wasn't searching for higher meaning. I was wanted to make sure that I was, you know, not going to suffer the, you know, the hellfire, if you wanted to call it. My search began, or a shift in my thinking began when I went to college. Met some friends who were believers, and you know, I did not know what that was. I was invited to a church hayride, and that is that's a very prominent moment in my life, because there were some kids on that ride too. But before they took us on the ride, there was a man there, and he shared what it meant to be a believer, and what, you know, the sins of the world and Jesus, the whole thing. You know, He took the sins away from, you know, from us, from all of eternity, and the people in the future, people in the past, and I could not. That was the first time I actually heard what Jesus did for us, and that planted the seed. And I actually, you know, pulled out the Bible and started reading some of the things, just to see if I could make some sense of what was going on in my mind. You know, when debating between converting from one religion to another, I felt a lot like a trapeze artist, where if you left one thing that you felt was secure and you let go of that, will the other one be there to catch you? And I struggled with that a lot. I thought about, you know, how Christianity handled situations versus how the Islam handled them. When I first heard about, you know, what it is to have your sins taken away, I had, you know, intense conversations, intense doubt and debate over, you know, everything that one would think of. Think of what's going to happen when you convert, and how that's going to impact you, your life, and your family. Just the fact that is Christianity real? And you have to allow yourself to go through all of those thoughts and take them to where they take you, so you can at least put them to rest. And so I had to allow, and I had enough questions that I had gone over and said, you know what, I think this makes more sense than that. And, you know, I think this would be, for example, the love and the forgiveness. You know, if you were a family member and your son, you know, did something they shouldn't have done, you know, after they say, oh, you're sorry, you want to, you know, give them a hug, love them, and accept them back. And you wouldn't want him or her, you know, son or daughter, to pay a price to come back into the fold. So, you know, those kinds of things just did not add up. You know, you hit a wall. You're not really allowed to ask questions in Islam that much anyway. So when, you know, I was hitting these walls, and I knew, so okay, there's just something about this. And so I just went ahead, and I guess, you know, the event they asked me to go to, it's a crusade that they do. A pastor's come out. They have different ways of sharing the faith for people who might like church a different way, you know. Have people share their personal stories. So they, you know, they talked about the power of God. They talked about how God can, you know, can control the spiritual universe, can hold back evil powers, can hold back, you know, the bad things, and have great love and power, and give it to you to be able to use it and set you free. So, you know, that was great for me. You know, I went out and I said, I'm going to take the leap, you know, accept the Lord in my heart. And you know, I'd heard terminology about that, and we prayed the sinner's prayer, you know. And I think once that was done, you know, all these loose ends start to come together. When I gave my life to the Lord at the crusade, I was, you know, obviously on a high, at least on that evening. And I felt a sense of freedom. I felt a sense of the things that I was concerned about that stopped me from taking the sleep to begin with were no longer an issue. I did, you know, my mom was, you know, very dear to me, and it would have hurt her dearly that, her son is not a Muslim anymore. But it was as if I had this precious medicine that I had to share, and I had to do what I had to do to get this so I could share it with my family. And so, the concerns that I had were not there anymore. And the excitement was when I read more about who God was. So much of the stuff that I did not understand, and the stuff that was unanswered, and how life should be, and how the world should be, or the universe should be, made sense. You know, that and that love was a major part of it, and it was not just, you know, atoms come together to make something. And so, because there was an entity that loved me, something, and that I could give back, and I could share, and just all those questions that he had put in my heart were being answered. In my time of searching, I had, I would have instances where I would see something that would trigger a thought, you know. And one of the things I saw was a billboard that just was so perfect for me. It said something like, the problem with a religion that has all the answers is that it doesn't allow any questions. And that was just perfect in the belief system that I was in at the time. It didn't allow any questions. It wouldn't let you do that. So, you know, and I did also have a dream, and I think back now, maybe I didn't think too much of it at the time, but I was dreaming, and plain as day, I saw Jesus, and he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And, you know, because I was so involved in all the stuff that I was thinking, I wrote it off as not a thing that made me jump, but at least it was a contributing factor that when I made a decision to make that leap of faith, it helped along. So it was part of the whole ingredients that made the, you know, that made the package and make the final conversion. As a Christian believer, one of the favorite verses of mine were, "My people are perishing for lack of knowledge." And it related to me, you know, in a big way, because I came from a country, part of the world, that controlled the information flow in the country, controlled what you saw, what you heard, and because of an additional tool of peer pressure and just your society watching out after you, you didn't get this information. And I think back now that if Christianity was allowed in freely, they would have so many more converts in that country. So for me, I would tell those people who are not believers yet, who are Muslims, say, you know, think about the fact that there might be some stuff that's kept from you. I would tell them, first and foremost, to understand that you may have been lied to. You may have been, you know, information might have been kept from you. And then once you get to that point, you're willing to say, okay, let me read another viewpoint. And then you can take the step from that point on. The person that I pray for is a friend of mine from high school. And I pray for him that he may come into a place that he is exposed to a story like mine, you know, or he finds a group of friends that are willing to share the truth about the gospel, because somebody was willing to share it with me. And if you don't hear it, there's no chance, you know, for you to believe. And I pray for him that he hears that and he really gets a hold of the freedom, because I remember what his life was like and what his family situation was like, because we were all in that. And that it would be, you know, it would be a marvelous thing that if he would hear that and be saved and know the Lord.